Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title.
Jen Cravato, I'm the chef owner of 1310 Kitchen and Bar in Georgetown.
Yes, and we wanted to catch up because it's a big week for Greek food, not only in the DC area but everywhere, because My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, the third installment of the movie franchise, is coming out this weekend. So we thought it'd be a fun way to sort of tackle that story. So before we get to your actual
Definitely.
re before we get to your restaurant in Georgetown, just talk about the movie real quick. You don't have to do some big giant, I'm not pretending you're some movie critic, but just how much you enjoyed maybe the first one or the second one, and just how big of a phenomenon sort of it was in that community.
Yeah, I mean, I remember my whole family watching when we were when it first came out in 2002, I believe the first one. And I'm Italian, so it was very, very, very relatable from when she went and brought her lunch to school, and kind of the kids making fun of it, to the whole family being involved in your whole life, which my grandmother is very much involved in my daughter's life. It was just very, very relatable. Watched it, I don't know how many times, but very much looking forward to the third.
Absolutely. So you will be going to see the new one this weekend, you think?
Yes, for sure.
That's awesome. And yeah, we wanted to remind everyone, like sort of like you said, that first one was like a sleeper hit. It was I think it was one of the top grossing, like in most profitable independent films ever cut in terms of, like, it was made for like a small, $5 million budget, but grossed like almost, like, gosh, 368 million worldwide, something like that. Just
Yeah.
for perspective, it was the top five. So for some little indie movie like that, a little rom-com family, movie about, food and weddings, and something like you would think it'd be kind of a smaller movie, it was like a top five hit that year. It was higher than Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, and Austin Powers,
Wow.
Goldmember, and Men in Black 2. Like, it was a big damn deal. So that's awesome.
Well, I think it was so relatable. I mean, for like, for certain families or it was just very relatable.
I agree entirely, and that I'm sure that's why it did such big numbers
Yeah.
at the box office. Well, that's cool. I mean, for something like a Barbie with a built-in brand, I mean, it's you might expect maybe people to come out, but like for something like that was just a no-name, just a new idea.
Right.
It did so well. All right, well, let's pivot. That's plenty on the movie itself and the phenomenon, but let's pivot to, your restaurant, how that sort of ties in. So, before you get to sort of, maybe what special stuff you're offering this time, remind us just a bigger picture, like where the name of it again, where exactly in Georgetown it's located, just sort of the general concept of it.
It's 1310 Kitchen and Bar. We're located in Georgetown on Wisconsin Avenue between Dumbarton and N Street. And we I do I guess my whole the whole way that I cook is with olive oil, sea salt, and pepper. It has that whole very much Mediterranean flair to the food. So it's just taking the freshest products you can find and then doing as little to it as possible with olive oil, sea salt, and pepper. And that's kind of the way I've cooked. I spent 1 year cooking in Italy. Obviously, I grew up cooking. I grew up with a very good friend of mine in high school, and he was Greek. We spent lots of time at his house. And the only thing that was wrong with me was I was Italian. He was Greek. Other than that, his mom loved me. We were always just very close friends, but we spent a lot of time over there too. His mom was always in the kitchen. There was always dancing downstairs and lots of family over. So, but yeah, I sort of carry on that Mediterranean food here at 1310.
Awesome. And it's sort of, so you're right there in Wisconsin, like just above, like if Martin's Tavern is on, that historic spot on the corner there. If you keep going up just a little bit further on Wisconsin, that's where 1310 is.
Yeah,
All right, cool.
we're right across the street. Yes.
Gotcha. So, all right. So that's the general vibe of the restaurant. Thanks for setting that up. But in terms of, you know, trying to tie it to My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, are there any special dishes that you're going to, you know, do you want to do a deeper dive into some of the things that maybe they go see the movie and then they can stop in and taste some similar flavors?
Absolutely. Well, we do. So during the pandemic, we started a line of frozen meals. And one of the things that we've been making is a moussaka. So that will be offered both. We have it, you know, frozen. So if you want to take it home and eat it at your house, you can do that. But we'll also feature it on the menu next week if people want to go and watch the movie in Georgetown and then come up the street and have some moussaka at night. It's here and available on the menu.
All right, cool. And then, I mean, is there any other dishes you want to highlight? I know, grilled calamari and some lamb chops and Greek salad.
So, Greek salad, we've always had on there. It's sort of a staple here. And we also have the grilled calamari. It's done sort of the same way in Southern Italy as they do in Greece, where it's just with, black Kalamata olives, potatoes. We put a chimichurri on top, which is just kind of a light vinaigrette with parsley, shallots, garlic, pepperoncini, and then we squeeze fresh lemon on top. But we don't fry it. Most places have fried calamari. We do not fry it. We grill it. And I love it that way. And it's one of our best sellers.
Great. And I see, what about, I mean, I'm fine. I'm going to do two radio pieces, so I'm fine with getting as many examples of different, you know, menu items that you want to throw out. Are there any others you want to talk about? Let me see. What do we got here? The lamb chops?
The lamb is in with the moussaka.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, all right. So basically you already spoke to that then. Okay. Well, any other dishes? I mean, anything else you can think of? Any appetizers and desserts? Like, I'm here to, you know, tease whatever you want.
I mean, again, everything's just kind of made in a really simple, fresh way. So, you know, our steak is, again, it's grilled. The chimichurri we use on a lot of different things throughout. So it's kind of taking that Mediterranean style of food, but transferring it to, I guess, a more of an American. So it's using our local regional cuisine in a very simple way. So like if I was in Italy and we had fresh corn and, you know, tomatoes and blue crabs was local over there, I'm sure that's what they would be using again and highlighting it and cooking it in a very, very, you know, simple way. But it's sort of the same thing as here being, you know, near the Eastern Shore and having those vegetables available and the fish nearby, all of that. I, you know, just again, cooking it in the most simple way possible with some extra virgin olive oil, some fresh lemon juice. I feel that is sort of the way that they treat the most of their food.
Cool. And don't I see something you have? There's like a shrimp dish too.
We do have grilled shrimp tacos on the menu. Again, those are also, we use the chimichurri for that as well. I just feel like it's the best. It we put it on our grilled steaks. We kind of put it on everything. It's the best addition. And I have a lot of people who come here and just get their own jar of chimichurri to take home so they can have it and put it on their own food when they cook at home.
Don't you also have a cookbook? Do you want to plug that really quick? Tell us what it's called and, you know, what sort of recipes are in there.
Sure. Yeah. So, I have a cookbook that came out about 10 years ago. It's called Olive Oil, Sea Salt and Pepper. And the whole idea is method cooking using only those three ingredients. So it's your fresh ingredient plus those three. So you only need those three ingredients in your pantry. And if you only have those three, you can cook anything. So it's not about, I guess, seeking out all like a laundry list of ingredients so that you can cook. And it kind of simplifies things. So if you learn how to saute, it's all sort of the same rules go into each method. So when you saute, you have to get the pan hot first. You have to make sure what you're working with or what you're getting ready to saute is dry. And season your meat or fish or vegetables, whatever you're cooking ahead of time, and then drop it in the pan So, you know, and then we have grill, roast, and blanch are all four methods. And it's available to on our website to order. It will be a free shipping. And yeah, it's all the basics.
And what's the book called again?
Olive Oil, Sea Salt, and Pepper. That's the name.
The cookbook is called Olive Oil, Sea Salt, and Pepper. Okay, awesome.
Yes.
Great. I'm just trying to think of what else. Just real quick, you know, give us a little more. And you kind of mentioned this at the top, so forgive me if you have to repeat anything, but just for a separate
That's
time.
All right.
Remind us sort of where you grew up, like your backstory and how you made your way to D.C.
I grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland. My dad's side of the family is also from Four Corners, but Italian roots. And then my mom grew up in Boston. But I've been in Silver Spring, Maryland my whole life, born and raised. And I eventually started cooking when I was 16 in some local restaurants in Four Corners. And I went to culinary school at the Culinary Institute of America in New York. I worked for Roberto Donna on 21st and M when I was, I guess I was 19, 20. And I told him that I wanted to go to Italy and he helped me. So I went to Italy for a year and I cooked certain, like 2 weeks, one place, maybe, you know, a month somewhere else. And I just kind of cooked for free in exchange for room and board and worked my way through the country, both north and south. And, sort of been in the industry my whole life. And then we opened 1310 Kitchen and Bar in 2019.
Awesome. So it's relatively recent, right before the pandemic. I mean, you couldn't have foreseen that, but.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah. Right before. And then we closed. And then we started doing the frozen food line. Again, like the moussaka was one of those things. My mom also makes it and she recommended that I put it on there. And, I have about eight items. We sell them at the farmer's market in Rose Park and also at Palisades. It's also available online and delivery through DoorDash. But we, and then so we were closed for a year and a half, reopened. And so far, so good.
Great. Well, best of luck going forward. And I guess just in the final seconds before we run, try to tie it all together back into the movie and everything. Like pretend I'm not here and you're talking directly to the listeners. You know, maybe they're listening, driving in their car on WTOP. And just speak directly to them and say, hey, you know, if you're going out to see, you know, Big Fat Greek number three and you want something to eat, stop on in for some Mediterranean fare, you know, whatever you want to say.
Okay. I'm really looking forward to my Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 coming this weekend. I watched it over and over when it first came out. My family really got into it because we completely related to it. And I think my daughter relates to it. It's a great family movie. I think the kids would get a kick out of it. Parents love it. Grandparents. It's sort of a family affair. But everybody is welcome to come back up the street. If you want to go down to the waterfront, go to Georgetown, watch the movie, come up the street and come up to us. 1310 is both the name and address. So it's 1310 Kitchen and Bar on Wisconsin Avenue. And come join us, have some calamari to share, Greek salad, and moussaka for main course.
Awesome. Thanks so much for doing this. I'll figure out a way to how exactly I want to position it. It might make sense to do it the day the movie comes out Friday, but hey, thanks for doing this. This will be a fun one.
Yes. Thank you so much.